It's a podcast. And now,
welcome back to More Garbage.
Yo. More Garbage Podcast, Friday Night Compost.
What up?
And tonight, we have...
nobody.
Just trash. Just a whole lot of... trash. Yep, of course. Got my co-host with the funny name.
Yarbles,
a.k.a. Flubzilla, and myself, Vandal. Coming straight out of NYC, in case you were confused, in case you confused that with someone else. And tonight, our non-sponsor will be, hey, Fat Whiskey. Not brought to you from actually, in a way, we are sponsored by Fat Whiskey tonight because he did give me the bottle.
That's real.
Okay, so big shout out to Fat Buddha and Cliff, the makers of Fat
Whiskey. Getting their whiskey on. Go get a bottle.
Available at fine establishments such as Greenpoint Ale House and Fat Buddha,
Olive,
which I hear may be coming back in September. So, big shout out to Cliff. And
love that. Yeah, love that shit. Entrepreneurial. Push it.
Yeah, Scott was over yesterday. He's like, I am. When they start making whiskey? But it just makes sense, right? You got a popular brand. Throw that shit on something. And it's not like it's random. Fat Buddha's a fucking bar.
That's really it. Well, it's like, you know, stay in your wheelhouse.
Keep
pushing.
That's right. One hand washes the other.
I mean, literally on some business shit that expands past, your name is past your door now. Like for me, what always attracted me given I grew up in brick and mortar, but attracted me to a brand or something, but no walls. You know, it's like as big as you can push it kind of thing. Like we had back in the day, we, at the height of the magazine's height, we would get random
at the apex.
We would get random. Oh, I think I saw your magazine in Japan or in this, and like, yeah, you know, you're probably in the one or two places that it sells. Yeah,
I saw your filling down on. Like, I haven't done a filling in like. How many years? So
yeah, like that one good place that I left it. Yeah,
that's cool. You sure it was mine? Yeah, totally. I'm like, all right, if you say so, I guess.
But yeah, it just becomes something that, you know, right there, you're holding the logo in your hand for a reason. It's real. It's the way it goes. It's dope. It's the expansion of brands, and then you get to a point you're too big and you become something else, which kind of segues into that conversation we were just starting about the Crooks
Planets.
No, the Crooks Public Enemy collab. Well, that's the other thing.
Yeah, the Crooks and Public Enemy collab. Do you have it on screen?
Yeah, give me 1 second.
Let's share that baby up. I'm
in the wrong browser.
I was in the wrong place, but it was at the
right time. I'm in the wrong browser.
The Crooks and Public Enemy. Let's see.
So,
who doobie you be?
I don't know. I got that
shit. You got it on the screen? Here we go. All right.
So this is the new...
it's a capsule collection, but slightly more than a capsule.
No, it's a capsule. It's a full capsule.
It has a good amount.
But that's a real capsule collection. Like, you know, something that actually has like three full fits.
So stop right there. So I'm not mad at that. The sweatshirt on the right, if you scroll to the right. Yeah, I'm not mad at that. Click on that one. Because they got one in black and in white. I almost like it in white better, but I just I can't buy a white sweatshirt.
Well, here's the thing for me. I I know the game and I look at it as a license, right? And so for me, it's kind of like, it doesn't really make sense. Like conceptually, it's a pain cave for me, because Public Enemy is the antithesis of chains and, you know, and like the Medusa and Versace and luxury. That's not what they are, you know? And so for me, I'm like, this is definitely something that it was just money. This is a money game. Like,
well, I'll say this. I've wanted to buy PE gear in the past, and I just haven't loved it. Like, the logo is iconic enough that you could just run with that. But this gives you a little more. And I feel like that Crooks and Castle logo shouldn't be like right there on the belly button.
I think the word Crooks after Public Enemy is stupid. Let's just call it what it is for a second.
Yeah, like on the back, they could have done the regular shit, the back, put like PE.
Let's decontextualize this for a second. Let's put that on, because this is a general release. This isn't like some exclusive shit that you have to get a bot for. None of that shit. Like, this is general release. And so any kid can buy this right now. Right now, you can buy this up to 5X. That's Texas, baby. And so, like,
I know they really had them in the large sizes.
Well, because, you know, this will bring me to my other point about Crooks and how they distribute and brands and how you get big and then you sell to a lot more people, a lot less cool gear, right? And so that's this, where it's like, that's going to sell in Kansas and Oklahoma and Utah and Arizona and Florida.
Where they still don't have an MLK day.
You got it. You know, like, this is the irony of it. Like, and so a kid in Arizona will be wearing that and nobody will know what the fuck it means.
Cheers.
I'm drinking coffee, but cheers.
Wait. Then I poured a whiskey and I made a coffee.
I don't have any whiskey.
I'll toast you with my coffee first.
Cheers. I can go get whiskey though.
Hmm.
And so, like, this to me is when somebody sees this out of context that doesn't know what it is, it's going to be weird, right? It's going to be really weird. Or it's going to expand both logos. That's the other side of it. It could make both of the logos much bigger and more eyes will see them.
Think of it conceptually. It's perception. And how is – So people usually think that the figure in the PE logo is just supposed to represent like the black man who's the target and considered
Chuck drew it.
The public enemy. Yes, Chuck definitely drew it.
He drew it.
But when asked, he said it was more of a B-boy character.
Right.
Kind of thinking like Run DMC when he did it.
Yeah, I mean, and I see that because you know, Chuck
In case you didn't know, Chuck D was a graphic design student.
That's right, at Adelphi.
And
he worked on the radio.
And he hand drew the original logo, and then it was cleaned up by Eric Hayes.
Yeah, I'm into this one. If I, you know, it's clean, but I'm not.
Let me see the sweatpants too. No, let me see the crew deck too with the Medusa. I don't hate it.
You know, I just like, I don't, I'm gonna do
it. It's better. It's better than just having the Public Enemy logo on a shirt.
To each his own. I'm not in love with this. Wait a second. Let me step back. I'm too much of a consumer thinking about this. As a sales guy, I probably would have said, do this shirt first. And this is the thing that sells the most. And I think it probably does because it's the two iconic things, right? But I think it's very weird. Like, the fact that it's all snakes is so weird.
It's cool. So, again, conceptually, it's perception. It's the B-boy who
right.
has the target on him and is viewed as the public enemy, right?
It's real,
but is not really. Not is it's just viewed as the public enemy, and then you have the Medusa, you know, this like fine sculpture of the Medusa,
which is flip
from- with a bandana on it, like it's a crook, but it's kind of like a, I don't know, could be a similar, I don't know, that if the Medusa was a misunderstood figure, then this would be in perfect alignment.
I just,
was she, was Medusa misunderstood?
I mean, by who?
Did she just want a friend?
I mean, well, yeah.
Was she just like, oh, everyone's scared of me?
Was she on some, like, I was just born this way?
Yeah, they also, exactly.
Crooks is also doing Scarface and Death Row.
See, the whole Death Row thing is weird. Like, glorifying Death Row in any way is just weird to me. Because
but wait,
just...
for 1 second. For me, this makes sense with Crooks. This is
the sure. Thing. Sure.
Okay, so for yeah. me, this is like a
perfect. So this is like authentic for you, right?
For Crooks and Castles, for what they stand for, where they're from, what they're about, this is a perfect fold-in as a collaboration and a license.
Right, because the former head of Death Row is like in prison. Like,
and was a luxury gangster.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, okay, like, sure. So like, this is exactly, like, this makes sense to me on a business level. You know, the fact that Death Row is still being licensed is phenomenal.
Yeah,
and
wait,
this is the cyber sales.
Who bought it? It was like,
I don't remember.
It was someone very commercial that owns Death Row now.
Hasbro.
Okay.
Hasbro. So Hasbro's license, doling out the license of old luxury gangster products. Things are so weird. Anyway, and then they did a Cypress Hill situation, which is again right up their alley, though. California, but this is not to me.
So wait, so we got just those logos with black, and I don't need Crooks for that.
It's really this
hoodie.
One.
Yeah, I like that crew neck, and. I guess maybe
this
the
is
sweatpants
just...
that just say that are also that style. Yeah, sure.
I mean, here's the thing.
That's rockable.
It really depends on, and this is real. Like, if and I don't think it's true. I don't think Crooks is making their own shit. So they used to make their own stuff. I think this is all blanks. So it depends who makes these blanks.
Right. That's the next question. Like, what's the quality on that sweatshirt? Is that Hanes? Yeah. Are we looking at Hanes?
No, you're definitely not looking at Hanes, for sure. Like, I can tell you 100% that the garments are probably the highest caliber of blanks.
Okay.
For the all market. Right. But not the highest caliber. Like, you're still going to get probably not a 30 single. Like you like signature.
Let me see the back.
Woven sleeves, boxy fit. This is like a regular, like, thick ass t-shirt.
Yeah.
With the heavy
That's
ass
a beefy tee. Let me see that. Let me see that shirt. I mean, I don't know. I don't hate it. I don't hate it, but I've never owned a Crooks and Castle shirt in my life.
And I wish I
don't have anything against them.
I have a few pieces I was given. And that one that I bought, but my boy worked.
Sorry for window shopping, third person.
Yeah, let's see.
But the black crew neck. Let me see it in white again. Yeah.
We have this in white in all sizes. Would you like me to? Oh, yes. Sold out. Too bad. Oh, we can get a medium, large, extra large, 2X, 3X, 4X,
I'd get a 5X. 2X.
Yeah, all so right. You can't get it in small. Good. Small sold out.
That's pretty good. Okay. I mean, it could have been worse.
I agree.
It could have been worse. Like a Supreme collabo, it would just have the PE logo.
No. You didn't see what they made?
They made
one of the dopest Public Enemy hoodies ever.
See, I don't remember that. Supreme Public
Fear
Enemy.
Of a Black Planet hoodie. Just look at the Fear of a Black Planet hoodie. I'll put it up. This shit is bananas. Hold up.
Undercover. I see a lot of other stuff. Oh, this thing, the all over print?
It's amazing because it's not like an all over print. It's like a full, really made, beautiful piece. It's sick.
Okay. It's kind of gaudy, but it's cool. That's cool. Are you bringing it up? No, I'll bring up mine here. Away.
Yeah, bring it up. Yeah, I mean, to me, that is how you do it, you know, and they can do it and they can charge correctly for something that's actually expensive.
Oh, did I open the wrong one? Of course it did. Where's it at?
But it's definitely
this thing.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the thing. The thing they make.
I mean, that's pretty dope.
Yeah, the back's cool. So they did this kind of like coaches raincoat style.
Yeah, they did a bunch of shit. But the hoodie to me was really the, like, who's wearing that jacket? Like, come on. That's not something you want to wear every day out.
It's
like,
weird. Hey,
like, but the hoodie, I fuck with the hoodie.
All right. Okay. But yeah, you know what I really liked as far as like hip hop and brand collaborations? I really liked the Stussy one. Like 5 years back, they did an Eric B. and Rakim.
Oh, yeah, those were good.
And Slick Rick. And who else was on that? I got the crew neck, the Eric B. and Rakim one, and they had like the gold foil for the gold chain. It was cool. Where is that? Let's bring that baby up too. Where is that? Lucy, Eric B. and Rakim. Yep, that's it. Yeah, let me share that. Yeah, this was a great.
Oh, this shit's clean. Yeah, I have it. There's a lot of stuff I missed out on because I wouldn't buy clothing.
I see they did that, and then
you sell clothing, you don't buy clothing. Kind of the rules.
And Public Enemy was part of this too, right? I think I just saw it. If I'm not mistaken, maybe I'm mistaken. But those were all cool. I really like those. I wish Stussy would do more stuff like that.
Oh, I got a new book I'm pretty excited about. I actually forgot that it was in my Amazon cart.
I'm going for 95 bucks now.
Oh, really?
Look at that.
Well, that's just what it's selling for. What did it sell for?
Well, it was years ago, so, you know, whatever. However,
everything from everything that's old is worth bread. It's crazy. It's like everything you bought, like, you bought 10 years ago is worth at least what you bought paid for it.
I got this exact t-shirt right here, which I'm not going to accept that. So
that's a dope probably t-shirt.
Yeah,
doesn't matter. When's the last time you wore it?
It's clean. Last time I wore it, I don't know. It's been a few years because I put on weight, so a lot of stuff is in real dead stock condition.
Put that shit up. Get rid of that shit.
Yeah. Maybe I should throw it up. Oh, here it is. Here's your Supreme Undercover Public Enemy hooded sweatshirt. Counterattack on world supremacy. All right, let's get out of this window. Cool. Whoa, my friend. So I saw the Diggable Planet show last night.
These guys, man. You and your Diggable Planet.
At Blue Note. That was fun. That was good stuff.
That's amazing.
I should have taken some video because
how was the vibe of the crowd?
It was good. There was one guy that was real amped and he kept trying to get everyone to like get up and start dancing, but it's like everyone's at tables, and if everyone would get up, it's all like, hey, excuse me, can I get, yeah, like, let me slide out into, and a couple of people did try to, and you saw, like, the waitresses are walking around, like, with drinks and food, they're like, what? Yeah, and, like, you know, they're on stage, things like,
things are getting weird.
Guys. Like,
weird.
You know, you gotta finish up your food and drink, so, you know, we could, like, really raise the energy in here, and everyone's like, what?
It's the Blue Note, bud.
Yeah, what's happening here?
But came to the Blue Note to do this.
Yeah, they said it was the first time they've ever played the Blue Note.
Oh, man.
And considering who they are, I think that really meant a lot to them, so I think they probably tried to put on a really good show.
I haven't had FOMO in a really long time, like true FOMO. Do you know what I mean? Where I'm like, oh, I really wish I was there. Like, I just haven't had that in a really, maybe like a long time. Like, I don't really give a shit.
Yo, like, look up the band, The Culprits, because they were excellent. I mean, the bass player, who was also doing keyboard, crazy keyboard, really nice. Then, yeah, the guitar player. Then, oh, yeah, the two keyboard players. Oh, yeah, the second keyboard player was really nice. And then the drummer. Oh, the drummer was sick. They were great, The Culprits. I mean, each of them got their own chance to shine, you know, at different points. They each got to do like a real serious just showcase of their own. And they went off. Each one of the four like really went off. They were very impressive. Less impressive was the food.
Well, you don't go to the Blue Note.
I asked Mac. Mac was doing, he was at the door from Concrete Jungle.
Yeah.
We walked in. I was like, oh, Mac. And he's like, holy shit, I haven't seen you in years. And it's like, who haven't I seen in not 4 years? if that statement made sense. Like, everyone I know I haven't seen in years, basically. Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of people in general, right? Like, and you've seen people, but like, not like you used to. At least the way I haven't, you know. In like, general, like, everybody like, says slow
best up. Friends I haven't seen that long because, you know, sometimes you fall into your own shit or people move to different cities. But then on top of it, we've been in pandemic world for a year and a half.
I was about to say, then there's a whole pandemic thing that's happening.
So it's like you haven't seen anyone.
We live in the future. Months. We totally live in the future.
Like, yo, the world's on fire. Same person last time I saw you, like right before this shit started.
Like, when you think about, like just go back to the 90s and all the weird fucking like chaos films and, you know, all the shit. And like, people were like, imagine if there was all the things that are happening right now. Imagine if that ever happened. Like, pandemic, wildfires, flooding. Like, let's go. Like, fucking storms, shit is wild. We live in a wild time.
So, Digable was great. They did everything I wanted to hear. Most of all, I wanted to hear Graffiti. I love that track. And there, you know, they did Nickelback of Funk, and trust me, they did all the songs you wanted to hear. It was good.
Yeah.
And they live performed everything. The band was performing like all of those like
riffs,
you know, those shit. Yeah, you know, those ill fucking jazzy bass lines they have in like Rebirth of Slick. Yeah, so that shit was live. Yeah, you know, it was really nice.
So it had some humanity to it.
People very authentic, around. And you're at the Blue Note. Hello, it's jazz. Shit's like real jazz, you know.
It yeah, felt the energy like, is history. The energy is pure history.
Yeah.
Was, think about what they've authentic. Seen. You think about what they've seen in that spot, dude. Crazy. Yeah, I was really like, I wish I was there. That's the first time in a long time. But
so I believe they were doing two shows a night at six.
How long was it? How long was the show?
Like just under 2 hours.
Very cool. Very cool.
Something like that. Yeah, hour and a half, I guess. But it was, yeah, it was fun. Now, the strangest thing was that we ordered French fries, like pretty much everyone, 3 out of 4 of us ordered French fries, and they were different kinds of French fries. It was really weird. Like 2 of the orders had like, you know, like potato peel on them, and they were like real French fries. And then one of them was obviously like a bag. Like, yeah, like some like frozen, like.
And like, you're thinking, like, what was the conversation fries? In the kitchen? They were like, yo, fries. We totally ran out of potatoes. We have one more.
Just like every other order was.
They were like, just frozen fries. Put that other shit in there, mix them up, go.
Yeah, it was weird. It was strange. Oh, that's what it was. No, we actually got like more than 3 orders because then they also came with 2 different sandwiches.
Yeah. Brain broke.
It was a lot of fries on the table. We pretty much left like a whole order of fries on the table.
They're like, oh, you don't want these? We're like, we didn't know which ones those were.
Oh, man. I ordered a sandwich I couldn't pick up. It's like some vegetarian sandwich that was just like, and then no one got any silverware for like, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes while the food was sitting there. Like, excuse me.
Like, and you're like, so such in a weird place to try to get somebody's attention.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, once the show starts, you're not.
You're like, yeah, about that. I'm just going to eat this in my hands, Corona style.
You could order throughout the show because you can order through apps everywhere now. Just scan the code and just order, and they bring it out.
So that's genius.
Yeah. I like that.
Of course, because who wants to, like, in that setting, especially, right? Like, oh, can you, and like somebody's standing there and you're like, she's trying to take an order there. She's going to take an order. Like, you know, and you're just like, I don't know. Like, and it's just much better to be like, oh, that's what I want. And somebody runs it over. You're like, oh, very cool. Future. Well, it streamlined that operation, right? In general, all this has streamlined all those operations.
Yeah, for sure. Because the shit came, like, you didn't have to relay to someone personally. They were still able to get something wrong, but.
But I'm just saying, like, conceptually, like, the concept of scanning menus becoming normal happened within the pandemic, right? Like, people are very used to, like,
Absolutely.
Like, I don't have to touch you. Oh, cool. I can use this device. I know how to use it now. Everybody knows how to do that.
Yeah.
Like, QR codes, like, they were like, we're having our moment, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, allergies.
Absolutely. So I'm just checking on my elk meat real quick in the background.
I saw the most fucked up, like, video prank of the concept of a QR code, and this guy's put fake QR codes at Cheesecake Factory. It was like a special sign. They put them up all over the one of these cheesecake, and when you scan it, it goes to like a set of like rhinoceros balls. Like it's just like ridiculous shit. You're like,
it's just a quick cut to something you don't want to look
like,
at.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's like, oh, that's funny. Like your phone pulls up with like a horrendous video. It's like, oh, that's good guerrilla marketing if you would just get to do it in general, right? Just start putting QR codes up everywhere.
Speaking of QR codes, what is this QR code? Oh, that's not a QR code. That's just August. Oh, look at that. So around August 1st, where were we? What is it? What is this level? 37. Jeez. August 1st? Well, man, that must have been a while ago. No, that was 2 weeks ago. Holy shit, 2 weeks? All this happened?
A lot of things happened in 2 weeks.
Oh, shit. Well, see, I don't know. What is?
This is called volatility, kids. What are we looking at, folks? Oh, this is called, like, go a little further back, actually. Go where the peak is higher. go further back. Let's show volatility in its whole.
Yeah, let's show it on a 1 day chart.
That's volatility, but yeah, like, and then if you showed the other peak, you know, there's nothing more than that. That was like not too many months ago. Well, months in finance is volatility.
So this is fun. Yeah, this is fun. So down here, we got October 20th. October 2020. I mean, October 2020. Here's October 20th, 2020. So from here, I mean, look at this crazy dance. Oh, my God. No. Oh, we're coming near. Here we come near.
You know what you're doing right now.
What? What did I just do?
Because you're gonna totally like look back and then go, that was amazing.
I'm gonna, yeah. I just memed myself. Yeah, that was tough.
What is this, folks? Oh, we're just explaining crypto to people that don't get it. That was the laws of volatility.
So you start to see like June, July, like there's a lot of up and down, but it's still kind of all bouncing between like here and here, and even lower. It was probably like between here and here, right? So we definitely jumped right through that. And now things are just going into unexplored territory. Look at all this empty space right here. It's like we're in outer space. Oh, and here we make contact with all-time high. Oh, is that what we just pointed out? We just predicted it right here. What's that date? September 6th? Something good's happening September 6th.
Oh, shit. Right. He just called it.
Our sources.
Holy shit.
It's something the universe just pulled us to that spot. It was like a Ouija board. My mouse was just a Ouija. It was just moving by itself, and that's where it ended up. So we're back to all-time high September 6th. Wow, that's amazing. That's good news, guys.
That's amazing.
That's good news. All right. So let's take a little closer look for someone that's like, man, but this is all just like imaginary money, dude. Like, what happens when you try to cash out? Well, that's what happens. Over the past 30 days, each of these things has gone up 44%, 64, 30, 66, 71. I mean, yo, man, this company can't even operate in the United States right now. They're still in a lawsuit with the SEC. And their price just jumped 71% in 30 days. It's fucking bananas. That is bananas. Cardano here is at number 4 market cap crypto. And it's not even like, it's not even really launched yet. It's still like a project, but they finally, after like 3-4 years of working on it, they announced that they're launching something early September. I think it was the 12th that is supposed to allow smart contracts to exist on that blockchain. And that just means you could do stuff like mint NFTs and do staking and all kinds of DeFi shit. And, you know, once you can do Ethereum type shit on a faster blockchain, that's going to cause a lot more like mass adoption. You know, shit's just moving faster. New projects just being built on something that's more hyped.
And the more adoption, that's it.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. Like a lot of times people say like, oh yeah, that project is really interesting and cool. But if they don't get anyone to fucking use them, then they're just dead in the water. You know, you got to be able to like network and form partnerships with the right people.
Well, because you got to think about it, like, you know, some of the companies that are using it that are bigger names, they got to choose who they want to partner with, right? And it's got to be a good deal. And the bigger the people, the more people that have adopted certain coins are just sexier to bigger companies. Let's be real, right? They trust it more.
It's just like a dope artist that's like not linked in with anyone. Mm-hmm.
And that's right.
They got a whole bunch of cool shit stacked up at home that no one sees.
Oh shit.
And they're like, how come?
Elkman's got personal.
How come, man? How come? You know, no one's asking for my stuff to be in that show. And it's like, well, where is anyone going to see that? Yo, I put it up on Instagram.
Yeah.
That's cool, but that's like, that's nothing. That's just like standard. That's just living. That's just like breathing. You post it on Instagram. Like, well, okay, yeah. That means you're awake today.
It's a black hole right now. Let's be real.
Yeah. It means you're not camping off the grid.
Yeah. Total black hole.
You posted something. Okay. Cool.
People have lost touch. And a lot of the youth aren't even on Instagram. They're like, TikTok.
And then there's the whole like, yo, but I am doing a bunch of other shit. And I did it like 300 times on each of them. And it's like, well, guess what? It wasn't working at 200 times. Like, it's not going to work at 300 times. You got to like switch something up. Something's not working. Something's not breaking through. Right. So don't they say like the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again thinking there'll be a different result. Yeah.
Right. With getting the same results. Exactly.
So
without a new result or whatever it is.
Don't be an insane person, man. Switch it up, man.
Hey, being the same person will get you somewhere though.
Are you insane? Are you bloody insane, man?
I mean, and really, like, what is the definition of like, what's insane? Because some of the craziest people I know are, like, some of the illest.
I thought you were going to go Three Amigos there. Like, well, it's insane. They were infamous.
I haven't thought about that for a long time.
Infamous.
Infamous.
That's even, like, better than famous.
But, no, I mean, like, when I think about that, I'm like, yeah, some of the kind of like loonier people are kind of the illest and what they like in general, like as humans, and not necessarily like in all, but like within the people that I actually like the people that are like a little closer to the edge of reality are kind of amazing. Some of them. It doesn't mean that their light lasts forever usually.
Bring it up.
Hey, what are you sharing?
Just bring it up somewhere that's got a dope new project coming up. Wanted to throw maybe a little light on.
Ooh, Cormega.
Cormega dropping the Realness 2.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I like this comment here. Hey, big bro, Nas out here. Dropping heat. AZ coming with Do or Die 2. Kiss just did his thing. And you coming with the Realness 2? Man, you about to cement the fact that the 90s was and still is the golden era. No doubt. AZ's got a whole album, The Wheel, that's about to drop. And Styles P. Yo, the new Styles P album is good. The Ghosting. It's really good, and the intro
I gotta say though,
fucking hilarious.
Listening to Nas over and over again, the beats. Nas still has problems picking good beats. I'm gonna say that out loud.
Well, that means you're getting bored with Hit-Boy.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm getting bored with that album. Like, you know, like I think that Nas just is such a lyricist. He doesn't really. Like the beats are sleepy. He always picks sleepy beats. That's really the best way to put it. And I've always like Slam Remy, same thing. Never really liked the beats he did. Like wasn't really fun. And like I love Nas, but he just picks what. Okay, so people talk about like, oh, the first Illmatic, and it's like that was a produced album, and all the producers, like it was produced by a record label, and then on top of it, the producers that were the best of the best were really excited to work with him, so they helped sculpt him in this crazy album, and he let him. But once he got big, he started picking his own beats, as he should, and he may start making his music, which he should. But I just don't think he picks great beats. That's really where I'm at. And so, yeah, it's good, but it's the lyrics that keep me there, is what I'll say right now. You know, like, I still like to listen to Nas rap, but, like, the beats aren't keeping me, like, I'm not going to be like, I won't hear that, like, in 2 years. I'm like, oh, that's pretty good. Like a day.
Okay. I'm definitely enjoying it. Am I listening to it every day? I am not listening to it every day. Today I was doing today I was listening to Diplomatic Immunity to the album. The album's a four piece. It's four records. So that was fun. Definitely some ignorant hooks going on, but in general I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's its own thing. It's really its own thing. It is what it is. And
you know, you get into that mindset, you take that hell trip, yeah, down memory lane, you know. So it's
cool. Way before the battle, I went into like a week binge of all Dipset, Cameron, Jim, all of it, just the whole catalog, all the mixtapes, whatever I could find. Like, it really, it's exciting for what it is. It doesn't need to be any more than it is.
Yo, B, my incense. Dang. Thought I was all like, all right. Excuse me there. Yeah, so that was a nice little journey down Hustle Lane with the Dipset. You know, Cameron stashing things in crevices and stuff and whatnot. Some real offensive lyrics that, you know, were just fun to remember. So that was cool. Diplomatic Immunity, and then after that I was doing the Twin Peaks Season 2 soundtrack, and that was funny. I forgot that it had this song on it where Laura Palmer and not Laura Palmer where Donna and Maddie are singing. Donna Hayward and Maddie, mm-hmm, are singing to James.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, no, where James is singing to Maddie and Donna. Oh, my God. God, I'll get it.
Isn't that really weird? Isn't that really weird? Like,
yeah. Just you.
Well, we've gone
so,
off for it.
So that's an ongoing joke that we have. Where we sing it together at home, we like just drive Max, our son, crazy. And we're just singing, just you. And he's like, stop it. And I'm like, oh my God, I have this shit on record now. I'm going to fucking torture this kid terribly when he gets back. He's away for a few days. When he gets back, he's getting it. I'm just going to throw it on. He's going to be like, Dad, what the hell? Like, you have this on a record? Why?
Why do you have this on a record?
So that was fun. Cool. Yeah, I like listening to soundtracks when I'm painting now. Good times.
That's interesting. Like scores and whatnot, or just soundtracks, or all of it?
Yeah, like we have Rosemary's Baby, and it's not just like songs. Yeah, it's like the sounds.
No, I have an entire like playlist I started of soundtracks and scores and stuff, like the Tales from the Loop, a lot of Philip Glass stuff, like
Turns out with the Rosemary's Baby one that the soundtrack already existed, but apparently all of those recordings were made after the film for the soundtrack. So it's like they replayed essentially what was in the film. And this one that I got, this record that was released this year,
is actually the score.
The actual, yep, from the movie itself.
Crazy.
Yeah. So it's cool. Just some nerd shit to get on record.
Some nerd shit.
Some nerd record. They do a lot of that now. They make excellent soundtrack releases for like
they make excellent horror records movies, people are buying them.
Science fiction movies. Yeah, and they like nice quality. Imagine nice going back
in like 10 or 15 years ago and be like, you have no idea the comeback vinyl's gonna have. No way.
But it was even then. Like the sales keep going up.
Oh, I know,
and up,
I know.
And up.
I remember like when I was on the road a lot, and I remember watching, because one of the things going on the road and going to stores is that you go to stores all over the country, and sometimes you go to the same stores. And places like Urban Outfitters are great at the time, a great barrier of like, what's going on? And all of a sudden, they started like their vinyl section started to just expand, and their buyers were like, yeah, we're going to not be selling headphones anymore. We're just going to be selling vinyl. Like, we're just moving all that shit. We're just going to put vinyl there. Like, more or less, like, they became a record store, half a record store. And that's real. Like, for a while, like, they became a vinyl outpost. It's crazy. It's, like, big, quick. And that was, like, 10 years ago. So now it's just off the meter.
Yeah, I ran into someone the other day. I was like, yeah, you got to come visit me at my job. I'm working at A1 Records.
Oh, yeah. A1.
Yeah. There are a lot of record stores around. And just like, you know, two new comic stores opened in Greenpoint in the last 2 years.
Comics are big.
Comics are big.
Think about it. Movies are comic books now. There aren't many. Like
cards. Collectible trading cards. Like really big. Just collectibles. Any collectibles. Now,
check this out.
Whoa, that's unopened?
No, this is...
Oh. I thought that was like an unopened box from
this is the like,
80s or something.
This is like stuff from the heyday.
Yo, it's getting really expensive to get your stuff graded.
And because they have like, they're like, so it's not even worth it anymore. I'm just keeping it the way it is. And you know, it's like, what I would do is, I would partner with somebody that's doing it a lot that has the upstream and the relationship and just be like, yo, take a cut. Let's go. Because I know I got some shit in here that's worth some bread for sure. Fucking Mark Jackson.
Is it all baseball?
No. I got Mark Jackson here, and this is with the the Menendez brothers that killed their parents? They're in this photo.
Yikes.
I have this card. Look, this is crazy. Hold up. Let me take it out. I'm not about to be a dumbass. I thought about it, but I'm not going to be.
Mark Jackson.
So,
the Menendez brothers. So let's see this thing.
If you look to the...
to the left?
Yeah, to the left of his hip. Those are the Menendez brothers.
Wow.
And it's been proven, like somebody proved it. It's them and timed it when the photo was taken that they're actually there. They were like, it was right after they killed their parents and they were like spending the money, enjoying themselves, going to the Knicks game, front row. How bold is that? Little Charles Oakley.
Wow. What's going on with this?
Yeah, cards, but you gotta get them graded. Otherwise, you're just you're out here with
on the camera.
Fake money. It's that fake money.
It's interesting. I'm not used to this vertically hand. It's cool. I can run with that for a minute. Show off my clockwork orange teeth.
Hello. Somebody was just watching that. That's why I wrote Yarbles.
Yeah, that's one of those shows. Yarbles. That's one of those movies I will not be showing my son for a while.
Oh, hell no. Shit, I don't even want to watch that all the time. Yeah. That movie is wild. Don't read the book. What?
I have.
Yeah, me too.
Horror show.
Yeah, horror show. Yarbles.
So the funny thing about that,
remember the irony,
is that the word for good or excellent in Russian is хорошо, and so that was supposed to be them kind of writing хорошо, but they spelled it horror show, so it just came to mean that any time they thought something was excellent, it was a horror show.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
It's like this, you know, double entendre happening. Irony to the max.
It's crazy.
A paradox.
Yabbles. Remember Korova?
Yeah, of course, the Korova milk bar.
I still have a t-shirt.
I was so confused the first time I went there. I was like, what?
Yeah, you just walked into the fucking Clockwork Orange.
It's like, what the fuck?
My boy used to throw a party there. We used to hang out. Really? Yeah. The place was cool. That was like some old New York shit. Imagine that right now. Like, fuck people up. That was a long time ago.
I'm just checking out the elk meat.
Uh-oh.
Checking out the elk meat.
Is it moving?
Oh, you know what's really funny here?
Nothing's
moving.
Might as well
share this because
it's Saturday on the screen right in Asia. Now.
Look at this. Look at the bottom left of the screen right down here. I'm going to see if I could zoom in on that. Yeah.
What are we looking at?
This site uses cookies to provide a better hodling experience. Continuity is live coin.
Man, these words that come up. Hodling is a word.
I thought that was a nice little touch there. It was pretty funny.
You know, someone said that to me the other day, and I forgot that that's become a word sometimes. And I'm like, oh, man. Hodling.
And, of course, hodling there's the whole experience. Debate whether it's a hodl or a hodl. I think the appropriate way to say it is like hodl, but I like hodl. I think hodl because it's hold, so hodl, but I don't know. Anyway, we're at 53 minutes past. We got a couple of minutes to go.
I was looking to see if anybody else has hodling experience. I got some new AirPods because fucking lost mine in the rainstorm the other night after having them for a really long time, them being a gift anyway, so.
And you just don't know what happened.
I know what happened. I had them, and then I was running in the rain, and I think they fell out when I was trying to hold.
Do you remember hearing a clack sound? And you're like, nah, there's nothing. I couldn't have dropped any.
No, I was grabbing my keys, so I heard the keys, too, the same exact moment in a rainstorm. So that was my only thing, because, you know, when you're like, I know they're not here, because I haven't seen them since that moment.
Oh, and I'm like, I can't find my Bluetooth speaker that I take on my bike with me. And I'm starting to feel like maybe, like I always disconnect it when I lock up my bike and I take it with me.
You probably did one of these things. You were like, had it in your hand, you put it down, you grabbed something, you did something, you put it down, you walked away.
I might have left it locked up on the bike for that moment. Might have just, it only takes once, you know?
That's real shit.
It takes one time to fuck it up. So, I don't know.
Whatever. That sucks.
All right. Whiskey never got drank.
Oh, fucking shit. It's all right.
So Sunday we'll have Max Quarters back in the building. And
He's got facts, records, and such.
Max Facts, Record of the Week, and Book of the Week. And that'd be cool. And then Tuesday, we're going to do a dedicated topic, right? Got to do a little raiding. Got to do a little raiding. And, yeah, we'll see. We'll have at least one or two other people on with us, make it a discussion.
Hey, talk. It's nice.
So, that's it. That's all.
That's it. That's all. How's JoJo?
He should be on. Yeah, I think Joe is asleep.
He was mixing hard body.
Difference. Oh, was he?
Yeah, earlier today. Like his nighttime.
How come I didn't get that alert? What's up with that? Alert's gone wrong. All right, so we'll be back on Sunday. Fubs, Vandal.
Peace.